This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On today's horse show, I spoke with Tony Simone of the Illinois Harness Horsemen's Association about the advanced deposit wagering legislation and what will happen to the horse racing industry if it is not renewed soon.
Well, the current issue is that the advanced deposit wagering law sunsets January 31st, 2014. Advanced deposit wagering is simply allowing horse racing fans to bet online, at home, on their phone, on horse racing. And those, they are allowed to do it through regulated Illinois Racing Board approved sites. Currently, there are four in Illinois. The problem arises, and this law has been in effect since 2009. It just happened to sunset, like I said, January 31st, 2014. The Illinois Racing Board gets much of their funding, about a third of their funding, from advanced deposit wagering. And the Illinois Racing Board is the official board of Illinois that regulates horse racing. They are responsible for all the regulatory action at the racetracks. So if this is ending on January 31st, their funding is cut, and they won't be able to regulate the races. Thus, if it's not re-upped on January 31st, meaning if it's not sent to be law again, they will not have enough money, and we will not be able to race nearly as much as we have in the past. And just for an example, that would be about 95% cut. In 2013, we raced, I believe, 225 days, and we would be looking to going to 13 days in 2014 if this law is not passed. So it would decimate the sport.
Yes, it sounds like quite a cut, and I take it this affects thoroughbred racing as well as the standardbred harness racing.
Absolutely. It's not as bad for them, but it certainly is it's a killer. Fairmont Park will go down to 10 days. I want to say they might have raced, I don't know for sure, but I'd say about, 60 or 80 days, they'd go down to 10. Hawthorne Racetrack would lose their spring meet and race only 15 days after that. Arlington Park would also lose some time. Their race meet would be cut in half by 50%. So it decimates harness racing, and it also really, really hurts thoroughbred racing as well.
And what has been the problem with getting this reinstated? It sounds like pretty much only bad things are coming from not renewing it, from letting it sunset pretty soon here.
Yeah, the industry was arguing about it amongst ourselves last year, and we had hoped to pass it in the fall veto session, and we have been arguing up until that point. Finally, though, in the fall veto session, late November, we did come to an industry consensus to, re-up and pass it on. However, we just weren't able to get the bill called at that time, and I'm not going to even begin to ask the question why. I don't know, and it never got called, and here we are.
And, of course, everyone knows that when dealing with anything governmental, it takes a very long time.
Certainly possible. But, this is a law that, again, has already been passed. We did our roll calls in the fall, during the fall, and actually, I think it was the first week of December, and we're very confident it would pass. It's not a matter of if it's going to pass, because, again, it's been part of law. So we're confident that if we get this bill put on the agenda and called, we are also told that the governor understands and he is committed to signing off on it as quickly as possible, because it means that we get back to racing as soon as his signature goes on that.
And we heard what would happen to kind of the racing industry, but how would this affect Illinois in general? I'm sure it would affect those outside of the racing industry.
Well, there's no doubt about it. We all make our living off of our fans, the folks who watch the game. But even to back that up a little bit, we are talking about 15,000 jobs. Now, In the past, our industry has used numbers like 20,000 jobs, 30,000 jobs, and quite frankly, I think those were real numbers in like 2006 or 2007. Now we've readjusted the numbers, and you know, since then, we've lost a lot of jobs, and we estimate now that we're talking about 15,000 jobs. And you say, well, come on, how could, you know, there's not 15,000, you know, drivers and jockeys and trainers in the state. That's true, but people forget that you have, like I said, jockeys and drivers and trainers, and you have all the grooms for each horse. You have all the breeding farms, all the people who work there. You have the veterinarians. You have the blacksmiths. You have the people who deliver hay. Then you get to the racetracks. You have all the people who work at the racetrack. You know, you have 60 people who work for the Illinois Racing Board, you know, the regulatory agency. You have waiters and waitresses and tellers and car parkers and all those people. And that number starts to add up. You know, it's a big state. There's five racetracks going that we're talking about. So those are real jobs. Those are real tax dollars. And I would think that this should get the attention of the General Assembly, that this is something that they would like to keep moving. And it's a relatively easy fix without any opposition. And I shouldn't say any, but with relatively little opposition, certainly no opposition of anybody within the horse racing industry.
And I think it is important to keep in mind that this is much more far-reaching than just the racetrack. I mean, the University of Illinois breeds standard-bred horses, so it does reach beyond just the racetrack.
Absolutely. I know one of our local breeders has a good relationship with the University of Illinois, and like you said, they are involved in breeding standard-bred horses. And, you know, the repercussions are felt throughout the state. And I think sometimes that's why we don't get the attention that other companies may get, because they're in one central location. But we have horsemen from, the southernmost part of Illinois to the northernmost part. And because we're so spread out across the state, sometimes we get lost in the shuffle.
Right. Well, hopefully this will get renewed and we don't have to worry about everything getting reduced to only 10 or 13 races a year.
Oh, that would be just terrible. There's no doubt about it. That is something that we're working very, very hard to avoid.
Again, that was Tony Simone of the Illinois Harness Horsemen's Association on the Advanced Deposit Wagering Legislation. That's all for today's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.